to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, I was talking recently in the group that I do this mind, it's called Mind Pal. Basically, it's these little games that help you with your memory and keeping your brain fresh, right? And I had done this years ago, and I realized that it kept track of every day you did it. Like you had a 3-day streak or a 7-day streak. And I had gotten to like a 66-day streak and didn't realize that if you didn't do it by midnight, it bopped you out. So I had gotten up to like, I can't remember, it was like 880 days. I was like trying to calculate what was 3 years, right? Like, oh, well, let's see if I can make it to the 3-year mark, right? Was what I was kind of thinking. And I happened to be at a wedding this weekend and I was with my sister and we were talking. She lives in California. I live in Texas. We hadn't spoken, like seen each other in, oh my God, I think it's been like, okay, at least 4 years. So at least since 2021. So we were having a drink after the rehearsal dinner and I knew like I have a reminder. So my little Mind Pal thing came up and said, you got to do your Mind Pal. And I thought, well, you know, we're finishing our drink. Let's finish our drink. So finish the drink. I literally get into the, I didn't slow down. We like took some pictures, had some fun. I get into the elevator and I look at my phone. It says 12:02. And I log into my Mind Pal and it says, your streak is gone. At 12:02, going up the elevators, and my heart for a brief moment sunk. I went 800 day, you know, some odd days.
Right.
But then I immediately said, okay, you spent time with your sister who you hadn't seen. Were you really going to like cut it short, Caroline, for a game? Like I really kind of was like, come on, be proud of yourself that you didn't. I didn't try to like shorten up the date. Kind of thing. Like, oh, it's 30. I better go. So it really made me think about as runners, we get this way, or even with our workouts or our Fitbits and things like that, that we have to hit this number on the Fitbit so many days in a row. And then the incredible depression like that can happen when you miss that streak, when you dump that streak. And I've heard of it too with like marathon training, the marathon malaise that comes after you've been going for this goal, you've been working towards it for months, maybe even a year, and then suddenly it's over and you go, ugh. So how do you as a coach, first off, help us through these obsessions that can happen, but then also when we miss it, like that mental shift, like that ugh, that can happen. How do you handle that?
You know, it's interesting because most runners, you know, when they come in to RunnerX, like most people don't talk to me unless they're hurting or they're injured and they want to get back to that place where they can do these challenges or streaks or set these goals, right? And we see this, you know, we've had people come in and they're like, I know I'm injured, but I'm doing this marathon streak and I have to run a mile a day. And then we're like, or else what happens? You know, what happens if this doesn't happen for you? So it's two ways, because one, I respect the goal. I respect that people want to do, like, it's fun, right? It's fun to see if I can do something. Can I set this goal and reach it? So I understand that is, and 100% as a coach, like, all right, they're like goal driven and this is great. And then you have to go, well, hey guys, you also live in the real world. So it's, and by the way, we'll always, you know, use running. Part of like your training for running for an event needs to plan for everything. Like you've got to plan for the outcome you want. Like we're training you to run your goal. However, let's also plan for things like it's going to be, maybe it rains, maybe your shoelace, you know, like things that can happen. Maybe I miss a day of training
partway through. Yeah. Because I've had that happen.
But maybe I miss a day of training, or even, you know, what do I do? And so I, as a coach, try to work on attainable goals and the reasons, and also the reasons behind your training. Like what's the reason behind the goal? So if you're doing something like a streak, for example, like we have a lot of run streaks and I'm going to run, I don't know, a mile a day for all of this year. So you're up to it's a big goal because something could come up, right? So, you know, we have discussions like, well, what does that mean? And maybe you have to do a run walk, or maybe you have to do some drills. Like there has to be a plan B. And by the way, guys, I mean, I'm sure this goes into anything else that you do, right? Like something could come up. And then to think about, like, I want to be accountable. I want to reach my goal. And like you said, it was the reality is way more important to spend time with your sister than play a game that, you know, we'll restart tomorrow. And it's funny because, like, I used to do the distance challenge every year, which was a series of 7 races that led to the marathon. And we would, like, the same people would sign up every year. And you really did, like, you committed like 8 months of your life because there was a race. You know what I mean? There's like a race a month. And you got to train for it and prepare for it. And the funniest part, by the way, is what do you get if you do all the races?
It usually was a trophy.
First year we got, I want to say a jacket. Yeah, the jacket. Oh. So the first year it was a jacket. Then I think the second year was a cup. And then it was a backpack. But the funniest part was if you didn't ever do any of it, you could go to the running shoe store and buy the exact same jacket. You know what I mean? Like, runners will do, we will do things for a t-shirt or a cup or whatever, you know?
Yeah, and, or the bling. Right? The
bragging rights.
That is.
Like bragging rights. And we would always see the same, I would always see the same people at the same races doing the same events. And the best part, though, is, guys, what you realize is that you're doing it to be accountable, right? And you're doing it to attain a goal. But when you start to really think, what does happen if I miss it? You know, will I still be okay? Like, that's a really important part of training, especially because for me anyway, I'm always dealing with injuries, not for Valerie, but for my runners. So I have to help them with, it's okay that you're not running so many miles a week or even being able to run every day right now. So let's set goals that are attainable. And then, you know, like one lady said, I can't do streaks because I'm type A and I drive myself crazy. It just doesn't work for me. And then other people said, like me personally, I love doing monthly challenges. And then I do a goal attainable challenge, meaning like I might do, this month I'm going to run 3 days a week. I have an air runner, a treadmill, and it's really fun, but I didn't run on a treadmill for 27 years. And so when I got it, I didn't get it for me. I actually got it for my husband. I told him, let's commit. Like if we're going to do the plunge and buy this thing, we're going to use it 3 days a week. Right. And we made a commitment of 3 days a week at 30 minutes. And I hit that now, you know, more often than not. But at first it was a challenge where we put it on the calendar and you had to X when you did it so that at the end of the month, you saw you did your 3 days a week. And the nice part is there's 7 days in a week. So you've got plenty of days to get your three in. So that's what I talk about with people. So maybe we can't run and do a streak, but maybe let's pick a challenge. Like you're going to work on mobility. I'm going to set a 30-day mobility challenge and do self-care, or I'm going to do my RunnerX practice drills. So the fun part is people that do like those challenges, because I like a challenge, then we can work on an attainable challenge rather than like, I have to do this every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the way I see it. But I do think they're fun. I think streaks are fun. I think that setting yourself up to push yourself is fun. Setting yourself up to be accountable, right? All those things, because that's what those streaks are about. It's really, can I stay accountable to myself?
So at what point is the coach, let's take the mile a day challenge. Maybe I've been doing it for 3 months. I catch a cold. I'm going to go through it. I'm going to do whatever. And now you're starting to see almost that obsession that comes with it. At what point do you as the coach say, okay, I need you to stop this challenge, or this is going too far. Is there something you look for? Is it when I'm sick, when I'm injured?
Sick is sick. I mean, I think I hope people, I mean, there's a lot of people out there, by the way, I see it all the time. I'm still doing it, you know, and there's that need. Yeah. There's that need. Some people need that. Some people need to feel that they're, I don't know, struggling through. So, you know, that's on you. If someone's getting injured or they're not recovering from their injury, then I would talk about changing the goal. Because my feeling is, what's the point? If you are hurting yourself with it, it's not, I mean, what's the goal, right? So that's what I would say. But also for our runners, I'm more into like, let's set a streak that not just makes you accountable, but is making your performance progress. Like, are you, you know, like, is that mile getting faster? Is that mile feeling better? Are you feeling, you know what I mean? Like, there should be something measurable and repeatable and excitable about this goal other than check, I just got it done. That's what I would help the runner with.
Okay. And that's what I think is really important, because I do know people that are out there that are like, okay, it's 2024. So we're going to run, you know, 2024 miles in the year, right? Or they do the daily stuff. And then, but that's the question, because what's going to keep you going is not just the accountability and it's not just the checkbox. It's got to be more than that. And if you are getting injured or it's taking the place of family, or it's, or like you said, it's not fun anymore, then guys, you got to like reset your brain a little bit. And that's why you have a coach. You can go to the coach and say, well, I thought I could do this, but it's actually no fun, or I'm getting injured and I want to do something different. I got to give Valerie a lot of credit, because she has been working out almost daily. And I say almost daily because I've been with her when she hasn't worked out for a whole weekend or whatever, because we're doing other things. We go to a business conference, so she goes and spend time with family. So you can have like really good intentions and work out a lot and do what you want to do, but still take time for those things that are really important. So I hope this has given you something to think about, guys. If you are doing challenges, or if you want to come into the group and work with Valerie, if you are the type of person that wants to try to, I just want to do 30 days, the first 30 days with us is the immersion. And that is like 28 days. You got to do something every day. So that's a really good way to get started. That's a little plug there, guys. So hopefully you will take a look at the membership. And if you have any questions, go to support@runnerx.fit. That's support@runnerx.fit. And send us a note. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.